Good morning. It has been a while, and yes, I have missed you. I always have thoughts in my mind of things I want to tell you, and then I think, oh, they won't want to hear that. Oh, that won't help anybody. It's just me. But I am committing to get it out there. If anything, it will help me, knowing that I am following through with ideas I have in my head. Right now, I feel like I'm on a ladder. I'm holding on. I've climbed up it and I want to get to this other ladder, but I'm afraid to let go of the ladder I'm on. Life sends us tumbling and I feel like, is it ever going to stop? Is it ever going to just give us some peace? And I guess once in a while, there are some moments that you're like, whew, I can breathe. And then just life keeps tumbling again. Right now, some things are going on with my family and then my nephew. Some things have gone on with my nephew. I kind of want to share what happened to my nephew because there's people out there that just take advantage of others. He signed up for this pest control business. They go back east and they sell all this pest control for this company. And then they have it structured that, oh, we'll pay you throughout the year. So you get, a monthly amount. So he comes back home and figures he has this monthly amount to live on while he's here. And yesterday, that company says, oh, we recalculated what you did and you actually owe us money. So not only was he gone for 4 or 5 months, worked for them for 12 hours, 6 days a week. And I don't know what his paycheck was, like 400 a month. I don't know, 1,000 a month. He said he was supposed to be getting $12,000 from this company. And now they're saying, oh, you didn't sell the so many in this bracket. So now you actually owe us because of room and board. I cannot even understand how a company can ethically feel good about doing that to a young individual. Like they just spent 6 days a week, 12 hours a day working for you, building your business, bringing in $50,000 for that company, and they can't even pay them the $12,000 throughout the year. These guys have big boats and houses and investments. And they can't even do that. Oh, bothers me, people that do that. So now he is broke, doesn't know what to do, and he's trying to get a job. He's a great person. He's got a great sales, so I'm not too worried. We'll get him something real quick. But some businesses, I remember working up at the Hilton, Airport Hilton in Salt Lake City. I was waiting tables. I remember overhearing two guys figuring out a business, and they were saying, all we got to do is figure out how to get the money from people so it can accrue interest until they figure out that we've done this, and then they ask for their money back. So we're just going to accrue interest, and that's how we're going to make our money, is by taking money from people, and when they figure out that they've been scammed, returning it and living off the interest. I just think there's got to be something better out there for your time and energy that you could be producing something good with high integrity. Ah. Oh. Okay. So that's my rant for today, and I hope that you can live with integrity, go help somebody today, and yeah, life just keeps tumbling, doesn't it? Have a great day.